You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
That would mind you, we record most things off air, but
be the first.
So we were going to have. I won't say that now because we've just discussed it off air. So we'll just cover a few things first, Don, as we normally do. And Ivan, you there, Don?
Yep.
I see you ripping. I'm going to post. I'm going to post on my. On the Ridge Smarter Sam podcast or the app.
What?
Your notes from last week. This is why I have trouble. This is why we have trouble, Don, here at this podcast. These I'm holding up. I'll post these next week.
What do you mean post?
Well, I'll put on my Instagram and my Twitter feed, my accounts. I'm Original Smarter Sam on one and Ridge Smarter Sam on the other. I'm going to put a picture up of the notes you bought in last week, and I'm holding it up there. And
why would you do that?
To show how much prep.
You're just trying to make out that I'm an idiot. You take great delight in putting people down, Don.
I'm not trying to make out.
No, you are. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make out you're an idiot, Don.
I think I'll do a Rex Hunt here and walk off.
I'm not trying to make out you're an idiot. I'm trying to show people the amount of preparation you do. You listening?
Yes, I'm.
The amount of preparation you do for the podcast.
I'm not
trying to make you out you're an idiot. I think you're quite capable of doing that yourself. I'm not doing it. And apropos to that, so I'm going to post that. I'm just telling you now.
What is it? What are you going to put?
That is your notes from last.
What is the headline?
The headline is, if you can read it, China lays blame on Australia for something I don't know.
And what did I?
And it's an inch by an inch square.
Postage
and you
stamp.
Said, I said, have you got any topics? And you said, yes, I've got one here. And you had to peer at it. I'm going to post it to show what we're dealing with.
Well, I've got notes this morning.
Do you want me to start? Hang on, you've just ripped them out of the paper now, haven't you?
I've read them on
you've
the way.
You've just ripped them out.
No, I have read them on
Ivan,
the way.
Did he rip it out of the paper as we
speak? Yeah, I looked at them whilst I was having coffee.
So this is why the doctor, like, not Dr. Who? Nicole, not doctor, I've got to speak about Dr. Nicole in a minute. Don, you rang her apparently.
I did.
Oh, why did you ring her, Don?
Because to get confirmation about the medical situation. Just shut up. About the dire straits that could be happening in...
Dire straits are coming out?
No.
What, Mark Knopfler? Is he coming out?
Anyway...
Take her to the Mark Knopfler concert. Take her to Dire Straits. She'll like that.
Do you think she'd be into Dire Straits?
My word.
I went to Dire Straits. They were very good when they came out.
They would be.
MCG. I went.
Years ago. Well, take Nicole, Dr. Nicole to Dire Straits if they're coming
out. She's too young. She wouldn't remember Dire Straits.
Oh, you've asked her how old she is, have you?
No, I just assumed.
What? Well, why did you assume that?
Well, she looks very young.
Incidentally, speaking of people who look very young, I saw Tiffany Cherry at the lights again. And she put the window down. She was in a car. And she said, and we said it at the same time. I said, this is deja vu.
I thought she had a sunroof in the car.
Yeah, what do you think? She stuck her head.
Yeah,
out
that's what I thought the first time you made contact. I thought she had a sunroof and she just put the head up.
Oh, what? She's at the light. She stood up in the driving position of the car.
Yes, and yelled out, Johnny.
No, she had electric windows in the very smart SUV she was driving.
Oh.
And she had wound it, pushed the button, and went.
Oh, you heard it go.
Yeah, you can hear them. They go. And I've got the old...
You wouldn't have heard that over the Mustang.
I got the old dunger. And I said, this is deja vu. And she said, how's Don? I said, he's well. And she's going well with the golf promotion. She was on a... Remember? She's on, thank you, Ivan. Remember, she's the golf... women's golf advocate.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so you...
So how's that going? Is it good?
she said it's going well, and that's why you said you thought she was reasonably young when we did the promo here in front of the Smarter Sam thing.
Who almost undressed her. Hang on, who are we talking about? Nicole Yap or Tiffany Cherry?
Well, you said you thought Dr. Nicole was fairly young.
Yes.
Because you'd seen her.
Yes. She looks very young.
Yes, and then I said, and you thought Tiffany Cherry looked very young because when she was here, you manhandled her to within an inch of her life.
And if she
had been not receptive to you just being a bit fooling around, we'd
be
in the industrial claims tribunal for sexual harassment.
And manhandling.
Person handling. Well, no, you're a man. I think you're a man. Now, so Don... I'm all over the shop here, but Dr. Nicole she's headlining, she's the key speaker, listen to this, she's the key speaker at a seminar down at the, it's International Women's Day, and she is the key line speaker at a she shed. You know you have a man shed.
Yeah, they're in the suburbs.
A man shed.
Where they make toys and have a drink and whatever
else.
Yeah,
you go out the back and pull your dick and drink grog. Well, they've got a she shed, and it's at the... It seems an unusual place to have it at the International Women's Day, but it's at the Pig and Whistle.
And where is the Pig and Whistle?
It's down on the Mornington Peninsula.
Up at Red Hill. Red Hill.
Well, I haven't got.
Are you the guest speaker?
No, she's the headline speaker at the International Women's Day, and it's a day to empower women. Don,
is that
well?
Today?
Do you think she'll get up?
No, Ivan says, "Is it today?" Thank you, Ivan. I'm going to tell you when it is. It's on March the 6th, Sunday. This coming Sunday, March the 6th.
Do you think she'll get up and address why the honorary doctorates? There were more men. Awarded honorary doctorates at the Melbourne University than what there were women. There wasn't an equal quota of women to men.
So this is the problem in society that we live in, Don. Everyone now wants a quota system where if you're not qualified, just because you are of a certain gender or a certain skin colour, you have to get the nod over people who are more qualified, and this is where it's headed. You want to be selected on merit, not on your gender, whether you're a man or a woman, or your skin colour. And this is how the woke society is entrenching themselves and making things worse for the professional person, whether you're a man or a woman, or a whatever colour skin you've got, because there's a quota system, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, well done. And over the last two weeks, I was involved in two things. One was a committee, and the hand went up. We haven't got enough representation of women on this particular committee. So tokenism again, or we've got to put another woman on.
It comes back to your ability. If that's what I just said. If all the women are more qualified,
let me finish this one too.
Oh, thank you.
They had male and female. The male was better qualified than the female, yet the female got the job over the male. Now, if you're in business... How stupid is that?
You're just repeating yourself. We just said that, Don.
I'm giving you actual examples of it happening. If you're in business, why do this quota thing? It's obviously not your business. Otherwise, you'd be going down the gurgle. If it was your own business, you'd be employing the best, no matter what it is, male or female.
Of course, Don, but we're getting bludgeoned. Beaten around the head by the wokeness of inclusion, diversity, equity, equality, all that. And this is not slanted one way or the other. If the people who to fill the applicants are better because they're women or they're people of colour, that's who should get the job. So Don, Dr. Nicole is speaking at the Pig and Whistle. As I say, it seems an unusual place to have it, if International Women's Day, pig and whistle.
Why?
Oh, you're whistling at the pigs.
It's a name, you idiot.
Of course it's a
Like tractor by, they got one up there, tractor by the sea or something. Yeah. What a
Ten minutes by tractor.
Oh, you boys have been there. 10 minutes.
No, Don, what? Tractor by the sea, was
it? Oh, I don't know. That's a stupid bloody name. What is it, ten minutes? You should know.
It's down your way.
Yeah, I know it is. Because
the bloke who owns it had to get on his tractor to go down to check his vines or his vineyard, and it was 10 minutes by tractor, or it was half an hour if you walk.
Why has he named his restaurant that?
Oh, it's copper.
Well, we're talking about it.
Why have you named the pig and whistle the pig and whistle? Do you think pigs go and whistle in the bar, do you?
What about that Arilla? We have
women down there.
Have you called into that other restaurant on your way to golf?
Speaking of restaurants, which we weren't. Yeah, what?
Arilla. On the right, you know, as you come to Boneo Road, you're playing at the National.
Yeah, no, I'm going down to play golf, not down to eat at the restaurant.
Well, you've got to eat substance to...
sustenance.
To keep yourself going.
So you've got to eat substance. You've got to eat substance. You've got to have sustenance.
You've got that restaurant on the right called Arilla.
Gorilla? You could call,
no, Arilla. Oh, A-R-I-L-L-A.
Maybe the gorilla are a adjunct of the pig and whistle.
And just up the road, I found another place for you. Are you cooking or buying your meals now?
I'm not doing anything, Don. I don't know how we've got onto this.
You're buying these pre-cooked meals.
About Dr. Nicole being the headline speaker at International Women's Day.
But we're talking about Red Hill and Boneo and down on the morning to Peninsula. And I'm just giving you another one.
It's on Sunday, March the 6th. And I'm going to give you the number.
Why? I'm not going.
I'm talking generally, if you want to book and go in here, Dr. Nicole.
Is she running this herself?
No, it's the International Women's Day are running it, and they're going to have it says here, you think I'm making this up, they're going to have a sing-along in the, I presume.
You could get it. You would be a, what about you doing Frank Sinatra?
I wonder if men can go.
What do you, come on. You and Isaac Appella's the accompanist on the piano, and you singing.
I sounded like the pig then, didn't I? So there's a sing-along happening, and Dr. Nicole is the keynote speaker, and there's entertainment and for kids, and it's a very big thing to empower women in society, Don, so that they don't get jobs necessarily on the quota system, they get them on their merit. Or we do too.
Well, I hope they address that happened at the Melbourne University. Those doctorates, I think it's so unfair that so many men got
and
doctorates.
Here's the number.
For what?
The phone number.
For what?
If you want Nicole to ring Yap. Up. If what?
Nicole Yap's phone
you
number.
You said Nicole Flap. You said Nicole.
I said Yap, you
Her
idiot.
Her name is Dr. Nicole Yap. This is the not the doctor's number.
It is.
What?
She's running this.
This is not her number.
She's going bad in surgery.
You're the only person that's got it. You're the only person.
She hasn't got enough clients.
You're the only person that's
she's diversifying.
Don, it seems strange. You're the only person that's got a phone number. I haven't even got a phone number.
Well, how did I get it off you?
Because I got it from her clinic. Now, Don, here's the phone number. If you want to attend the International Women's Day at the Pig and Wishrel. Pig and Wishrel.
Is Alan Seal going?
Alan Seal, Lace Bugs, Moths, Silverfish and Spiders. So if you... Do you remember Alan Seal?
Yes.
Yeah. Not Kevin Hines.
What about Kevin Hines?
He did So What?
Yeah, I know. Potting Iris and... What did he say?
Hello.
He signed off. How did he...
He said, cheerio.
Yeah, that's...
He said, hello, everyone. Tonight I'm going to pot iris. That got our attention. I sat up, bolt upright when he said that. And plant rose up against the wall. And I think they took it off after that. So, this is her number. This is not Dr. Nicole's number. This is the number for the pig and... Not the pig and whistle. This is the number for the to book in for the International Women's Day at the Pig and Whistle. You have to find the address. Just type it in the Google machine. And the number is 59896130. I repeat.
03.
Why are we doing
because
this?
Because we go interstate. There might someone in Perth might say, oh.
Might fly over for the
with
pig and
COVID
whistle.
And absolutely. Do 14
fly
days.
Over for the pig and whistle sing along.
Well, to listen to you though, Bill Wood.
I'm
flying
not going
from
to
everywhere.
The fucking thing, Don. It's for it, it, so it's 5 0 3. 59896130. Now, that's enough.
You could drive that Lamborghini thing.
I said I was going to ring the doctor on air, but we've got lots of... Let's see if we can get to a couple of topics today before we finish off. So that's that. So we've got the doctor, Nicole, out of the way, Don. You've obviously spoken to her personally.
I did.
Yeah, and she's a bit... why?
Because I wanted to check up about the medical situation, the crisis that is going to happen in Victoria right now.
What a pathetic.
No, see, you don't. All you think about, you don't realise there are other issues in this world going on. I found out from a source.
I've noticed your other issues, Don. I've noticed the issues that you're interested in on this 1-inch by 1-inch square piece of paper. You rip. What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hang on. Don, that's a large person. What is that large person doing in the paper?
Playing footy.
We've ripped that up. So if you've ripped it out and you're not going to speak about it, is an immense-looking person in the paper. Is it a man or a woman?
Another topic?
So
the hole's getting deeper and deeper.
I want to know why you ripped
that out. Well, all I said was this particular person's complaining about...
Yes, Don?
Criticism on social media. Number one,
What particular person?
That particular person in the paper.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a person.
Oh, well, what's the point of this story if you're not going to identify why this man or a woman is complaining about...
Well, it's a woman. And the woman plays, I think... Gold Coast or someone.
She plays in the AFWL.
Yes, and complaining about the comments received on social media.
Why didn't you just explain what you're talking about?
Because I thought the hole was getting too deep and I couldn't get out.
Of this what?
Yes, the way you were going.
So this woman is a large-bodied woman and she is now plays for the AWF. What is it, the awful? What is it, AWFL?
AFWL.
I don't think they call
AWFL. It's AF.
Do you know why they don't call it AWFL? Because the acronym is awful and no one wants to say that. So it's AFWL. That's true, Don.
AFLW.
What?
AFLW.
Okay, well, it's the Women's Football League that the AFL sponsor or oversee. And you're saying, Don, there's a picture of a large boned woman in the paper and she's complaining that the trolls on the social media are dishing her.
That's right.
And what's the purpose of... She just realised that people sit behind, the cowards sit behind their word processors and type out those things because they get enjoyment out of it.
I find it just amusing. Number one, why would you even get involved in social media if you've got a high profile?
That's because
what?
So if you've got a high profile, you get involved in it.
Why?
Because it adds to your brand. I'm just giving you the reasons.
The other thing is, I was taught from my coach when I was playing football, his name was John Kennedy, he said you'd never made it in football until you got punched, spat on and whatever else as you're walking off the ground and the criticism from the opposition, you'd never made it until you received that. So that's a backhanded compliment.
Could I indicate, Don, that times have changed?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it's now acceptable to spit and punch and piss and shout.
As sophisticated animals have changed? Have a look what's going on in Russia and war and all the rest of it at the moment. We are the most basic of animals. We think we're sophisticated.
I want to get onto animals in a minute because Dr. Ben last week said a butterfly was an animal.
It's an insect.
You didn't chime in.
Because I was in Burke, you idiot. Oh, was I?
No, you were here.
Where was I?
Seriously.
Did we record it?
Yeah. Oh, seriously, Don, you
is he going to be on today? I've got a question for him.
He comes on every second week because he's
too
busy.
I've got to hold over. I've got a few questions for
him. Well, I don't like to talk behind his back because he listens to this. His wife doesn't. And stop asking how's he going with his missus. You're just trying to drive a wedge between them.
Continually renewing their vows.
They're not on Tinder.
What'd
you say then? They're
continually renewing their vows.
I thought you said they're on Tinder.
Tinder?
Tinder, Don.
Isn't it?
It's a dating app. It's a dating app.
Have they got an open relationship?
I thought you said he's You said continually. I thought you said he's on Tinder. I misheard. Stop saying that they're continually
renewing their vows.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. You've got me. You bamboozled me.
Well, he shouldn't have let it out in the first place that he was renewing his vows. Had he have been a private person, not had a public profile, everything would have been honky dory. A
pubic profile, Don. Had you renewed your vows, you probably would
be still married, do you think?
And so would I, so I can't. And
how many have you had?
How
many have you had?
Of my own.
Marriages?
Four.
I've had two. That's six between us.
Oh, really? Four and two is six, is it?
Well, it is.
And Ivan's had one and still going. He's onto his first wife.
He's all right. So he's the only stable person around.
Now, Don.
You married four times.
Well, I was married three, and then I married Amanda.
Hang on, shush. I got to go through them.
No, you don't.
Why?
You don't have to go through them. I'm telling you. Do you think I'm making that up?
That's how Sam learned how to count.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ivan. Your Geelong days, then there was that.
Don't go through them.
Oh, there was, four, you're right.
Thank you, am I right?
Yeah,
what do you think? So, Don. We're jumping around a bit, but the doctor, I'll get on to the doctor. No, Dr. Nicole,
we've done her.
She's at the Pig and Whistle on Sunday, March the 6th, and she's the keynote speaker.
We've got more medicos listening to this show than any other. We got the bloke in Israel.
We need a couple of shrinks. Well, Dr. Ben in Fordham is a shrink of yours. He's your psychoanalyst. And he said last week that we're talking about butterflies. I don't know how do we get onto butterflies? And you said, where do they come from? And you said, they come from what's that thing called?
A cocoon.
A cocoon or larvae,
A silkworm?
Icarus or something.
They come from caterpillars, Don. And a butterfly...
No, they come out as caterpillars, don't they? Doesn't a butterfly lay the egg in a cocoon? A caterpillar?
A caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
A caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
Why are you repeating that, Don?
That's just trying to think. The brain is...
You're trying to think. You think a butterfly suddenly turns into a big sloshy slug of bullshit, do you? A butterfly is a beautiful thing with two pairs of wings and
six
legs. They
are, actually.
Yes.
I was thinking of making an aviary with butterfly, having butterfly. Have you been in it? Zoo? The butterfly aviary at the zoo.
It's fantastic.
You been there,
Ivan? Yeah, I've been there.
Were you smoking dope when you walk through? Because it just gives you this...
I've been there, Don. For the footy show and had a fantastic photo.
What, in the butterfly enclosure?
Yes, had a fantastic...
Why don't you take your grandchildren there? They'd love it.
I had a fantastic photograph taken with these magnificent butterflies.
Yeah, fantastic, aren't they?
Someone said you got concussion when a butterfly landed on your head. That's a joke. Now, Don. We're talking about...
The bloke that really did run through me, fixed me right up one day, passed away recently.
We're trying to get...
John Bonney. Do you remember John Bonney?
Yeah, I do, Don. Yes, the late John Bonney.
He cleaned me up one day.
Don, we're trying to get some topics, but we're just finishing off a couple of housekeeping. We call this. So the Dr. Ben Fordham, he said that butterflies were animals, and I disputed that. And of course, everything in the world is an animal except a human. Humans aren't animals.
Everything in the world is an animal.
Let's not discuss everything I say.
I'm questioning you.
It says everything in the world is an animal except a human. But
I think we're sophisticated animals.
I'm telling you what it says, Don.
Who says?
Don't
get frustrated.
No, don't get frustrated. Right. I'll read it. I do some research other than...
Oh, research. Other than all you do is look at yourself on those bloody cards you've got.
I'm going to read out... here we go. While we're on the... I'm an insect. And this is what it says about it. This is the definition. any animal of the class Insectia, oh, that's insect. any animal, any living thing is an animal except a human, but they go into categories. And the category of a butterfly is it's an insect because it has more than six legs. It can have eight legs, and it has two sets of wings. That makes it an insect. Now the doc was, I'm saying the doc was half right, but he was clinically and strategically not correct. A butterfly is an insect. That's how we got onto that. And humans aren't animals; they're humans. Don't question me. That's what the machine says.
I'll question it.
That's what the machine says. So the doc, we speak to the doc on a fortnightly basis because he still thinks that you're winding us up, Don, with
about
your...
About what?
About that you're so spare and off the planet and you're so diverse and lateral. And someone else said that too. And I'm going to... This is a shout-out before we get on to topics. Have you heard of Damien Burke?
The ruckman from Geelong.
He was.
Yeah,
very good.
No, he was good when he started.
He was excellent
when he started.
And he was very similar to Simon Madden, in the ilk of Simon Madden.
Oh, different.
I said in the ilk of Simon Madden.
He was very good when he started.
That's correct, and he got injured. And then he went to Brisbane.
Brisbane, yeah.
And he said he listens, and he says...
Does he? Has he still got his sand yard or whatever he's doing? He was doing landscaping or something in Brisbane. Or has he moved back to Geelong?
I'll take all those questions on notice, Don. I don't know. I was just saying, Damien Burke listens. He rang me up.
Oh, because
good. Because his wife, Beck, or Rebecca, but Beck, is a family law expert, and she...
What, lawyer?
That's right.
Well, you said just expert. You could say solicitor, lawyer, or barrister.
My brother was a lawyer, and he had...
No,
an
you
office.
Haven't got one.
My brother was... This is a joke. My brother was a... My brother was a lawyer and he had an office. My sister was a solicitor, but she didn't have an office. Now, Don, it's like my mother, she was a good swimmer, yeah, because her mother was a
your sister, hang on.
My sister was a good swimmer.
You have got a sister and they'll be very shitty about that.
It's a joke, Don. The bloke said, is your daughter a good swimmer? He said, yeah, she's a very good swimmer. Her mother was a streetwalker in Venice. That's what she did.
Speaking of swimming, Rodney, not Rodney.
Rodney
Who's
Rude.
That fella? Plays for Geelong, Dangerfield.
Yes.
Patrick.
Rodney. Patrick Dangerfield. Now, he
Roger Danger. That's Rodney Dangerfield. He's the stand-up comic.
Yeah, he is too. No, he went and saved some people out of the ocean.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Mm. Off Fairhaven. It's a rugged beach, Fairhaven.
Off Moggs
How good's that?
Creek.
At Moggs.
Well, isn't it just down the road from Fairhaven?
Yes, at Moggs.
Areas, not near
Moggs. Moggs Creek.
Did you surf there as a young lad?
No, because we...
You go to Point Lonsdale as a little bit more uppity.
I did, because I lived there.
No, a little bit more uppity. You wouldn't venture off Point Lonsdale.
No, when you're under 18, you haven't got a car, it's a bit far to get to Moggs Creek.
Yeah, but being a Geelong grammar boy and living at Point Lonsdale, no, you wouldn't go to Torquay or Bells Don. Beach or Anglesey.
Jesus, seriously.
It's the one of many.
Oh, gee. We don't have... If you don't have a license, you can't get to those places, Don, when you're a youth. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you who else has got a place at Moggs Creek.
I remember a great photo of you walking with your surfboard as a youngster. You must have just started playing football with a board under your arm walking down to the beach. Do you remember that photograph?
I do, Don, yes. I've got it out the back here.
Have
I'll show
you really?
It to you if you want to reacquaint yourself with it. Rebecca Madden, another Beck. Becca Madden, she's got a house down at Moggs. Well, she has.
She's a Geelong girl.
Rebecca Madden?
Yeah.
She was a star on the footy show and she's been...
But she's a Geelong girl.
And she used to work with Dr. Ben and then she used to work with Dr. Ben on Ninja Warrior.
She used to be a showy too. She used to ride ponies when she was young at the show, agricultural show.
I'm going
to
try...
She was called a showy.
All right, Don.
We call the showies. We should get her. Why didn't you get her on one day?
Well, the Ben said he could get her on. I could ask her.
Well, why not?
Well, Don, we were going to have Rex in here today, but Rex pulled out. Pity's old man hadn't. No, Rex pulled out at... it's just on the death knell. But he's gone to hospital to have a procedure.
What type of procedure?
Well, I think they're having a look at his aort.
He's ought.
Hang on, he might not want to know.
No, but that. he's having a biopsy for, like we all do, men do and women do. Yeah. Women have biopsies on their ought to see if they've got colon.
I don't have a biopsy on my ought.
If you want to see how your colon's going, you do.
Oh, colonoscopy.
Yeah. That's right, a procedure.
Oh, I'm a bit wary about that.
What, I've had one lot of cancer. Sticking things up your ought?
Well, I've had one lot of cancer. If I get it again, I think I'll just give it away.
All right, Don. We'll see if we, just before you give it away, see if you can get on topic here. You've jumped around from so many topics. I had them all listed here in sequence to cover.
We were talking about Rebecca Madden, weren't we?
We were talking about Beck, who is Damien Burke's wife, who's a family law.
Where's he living now, Damien?
I don't know.
Well, find out.
He just rang me and he said, I think Don is playing you. Do you know what that means?
No.
He cannot be that silly. He's having a lend of you. And
is
I
he
said,
a grammar boy or he'd be St. Joey's, wouldn't he?
I don't know, Don. It's irrelevant. That's how we go off topic.
Yep, we're
and
drifting again.
The doctor came on originally. Doctor, not Dr. Nicole, Dr. Ben. He came on originally because he likes the podcast, unlike his wife, who you keep trying to divide a rod between or a stake between.
No, they've got a strong relationship.
I know that. And Don... And the doctor came on board because he said, I honestly think Don is having a lend to you. And I said, well, I've known Don for a hell of a long time. And he's always,
not. And he's not having a lend to me.
No, he's always been this fucking stupid. And the doc said, no, hang on. But mind you, if the doc thinks a butterfly is an animal, I am not sure if we can take much credence from it because it's an insect.
I wish he was on this week.
Well, so do I, but the doc, we love him.
Well, I'd like to ask him a few questions about my trip to Burke. I noticed a few things in the outback.
Why don't you
New
ring
South
him?
White.
Why don't, like you do with all the people that come on the show, why don't you bust their
buzz?
Chops by ringing them privately?
Will I buzz him now?
Well, he's just off here.
No, don't ring him now, Don.
Why not?
Because he what? You're going to ring him privately, are you? Let's hope this is recorded.
Oh, yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, we're recording, yeah. Don, no, you can't ring the doc. He tells us he's coming on every fortnight.
What now, is he, precious?
He's not precious. He's Don, he's...
Jeez, we've had a few precious... We've had a few
broadcasts.
Jeez, how can we attract precious guests? We've had Mike Sheehan, Rod Law, and now... Bloody Doc Ferguson. Doc Ferguson.
You idiot. That's the only thing you can remember is anything about your football days. Doc Ferguson was your doctor at Hawthorne in the 70s.
The best thing he did was take the stitches out of my dog's leg. God, he was a book.
This is unreal.
Don, I had a boil one day on my leg. I said, I want to play, Doc. He's come in with these fork scissors, tapped my leg, and then whack, in went the scissors into the boil.
Damien Burke, if you're listening, mate, you think that this man is playing us. You have jumped from top. That's got nothing to do with what I'm speaking about. And I'm going to get through these things. Damien Burke listens and thinks you're a fuckwit. No, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. No,
he does.
And when I held that paper up and you said, I only have an ear to make fun of you, I'm not making fun of you, Don. I'm holding up your notes from last week.
Actually, talking about Damien Burke, I think it was a real travesty that he never realised his full potential.
Because he got injured.
I understand. I'm just saying to you, it's a travesty that he didn't realise his full potential because he was very, very good when he started.
Did you not hear what I said?
Shut up, will you? I'm just saying. You go through, and I was commentating in those days, the other one that really didn't realise his full potential as a footballer was Stephen O'Dwyer. Straubs played for Melbourne and Richmond.
Don.
Injury got him as well.
Don, did you not hear me say earlier that I put Damien Burke very nearly in the class of Simon Madden?
Put Stephen O'Dwyer up there too.
You just said then that Damien Burke was a very, very... And I already likened him to Simon Madden. You said, oh, no.
Do you think Simon Madden had any competition, though, when there was a dearth of ruckman around when he was playing?
Very good St. Bernard's boy.
Did you come from St. Bernard's?
Mm.
You're a Mick.
Yeah.
Jeez, Johnny, we've got a Mick on the show.
I better go.
A lot of mass murderers come from there.
Yeah, they're all a bit funny. A lot of criminals too.
Don, You say it was the no. There's a dearth of players around.
Ruckman.
Dearth of ruckman around in Simon Madden's era. Maybe they looked inferior because he was so good. If you'd taken him out of the equation, there would have been people would have said, "Gee, there's a good sprinkling of ruckman."
Give me somebody.
Give you somebody out of the 15, 16 clubs that were going. I can't think of any, Don, at this off the top of my head. But you just to go through the clubs and see who played in the ruck for those. Rodney Blake for Geelong.
You told me what to do there, didn't you, one day?
What, Don?
You told me what to do one day about how to fix Rod.
I told you how to fix Rod Blake up.
Yes.
Why would I have done that?
I don't know. Because you were shitty and I did it.
I was shitty?
Well, you
see. Don, you're making shit. You are making shit up. No, I didn't. Don, please.
I'll tell you off air.
Damien Burke, it was very good. So he listens. And this, we're still getting through. We're going to do some topics in a minute. Mind you, you brought up
talking
the oversized.
About Rod Blake, he's a vet now, and I saw him at a horse show. He just kind of avoided me. Do you think I upset him when we played?
He's a vet. I don't know where he lives or what his wife's
down
name
at Geelong.
Is. Right, thank you. So you've your only topic you brought up was an oversized woman who's getting annoyed that the trolls are.
I brought up about the medical issue we haven't gone on because this is far above your
when
intellect.
When you made a private phone call
to
the doctor.
Yes, to get some confirmation. Nicole. I also brought up about the fact that there are no women given honorary doctorates by the Melbourne University. So there's three in-depth topics that you wouldn't examine.
Well, Don, if these are your topics, this is good because I keep asking you to bring topics in and you've just ripped that
all you've done is
oversized woman out of the paper just as we sat down. And I showed you your last contribution last week, which is on an inch by an inch bit of paper. So I'm still getting through the people who listen. Michael Ralph, have you heard of Ralph Meats?
Yeah, Jimmy Ralph, isn't it? Jimmy Ralph was
the
father.
Well, I just said Michael.
I think Jimmy Ralph might have been the father.
Where is he?
I think Jimmy Ralph lived in Caulfield.
Well, this is Ralph Meats is at the South Melbourne market. He listens. Ralph Meats. Do you know any? It's not. Wouldn't be John Ralph's.
But don't you remember Jimmy Ralph?
Be John Ralph's father.
John Ralph's a reporter.
Yeah, for whom?
For the Herald Sun. He rang me last week.
Did he?
Yes. On the way back, I was driving into Griffith.
He rang you.
Yeah, wanted the story.
So if you go down to the South Melbourne market, you can have a look at Ralph's Meats.
Well, when you drop in, ask him if he's related to Jimmy Ralph.
You can go and have a look at
Jimmy
Ralph
was
meat.
A wholesale butcher.
Well, Michael, you can only look at Michael's Meat down at...
What?
You can go and look at Ralph. You can go to Ralph's produce. Meats at South Melbourne market.
And is this where you're buying your meat now?
No, Don. He just listens.
Are you looking after yourself?
What?
Are you looking after yourself? Are you still eating?
Have I got a nursemaid?
No. Are you still eating those pre-cooked meals?
What has this got to do with
You're going to Jimmy Ralph's. I'm just wondering. You should be going to the market and getting decent food.
Michael Ralph said he listens. I saw him and he said... Just incidentally, I love the podcast. So he's at Ralph Meats. And Don, if you went down to Ralph Meats...
I'm not into meat.
Hmm?
You don't eat meat?
No, not really.
That's why you look so insipid.
Well, you look shit too.
Oh, jeez. This is going well.
Like your shirt's not pressed again. Why didn't you get someone to come around and press your clothes?
You said, was I handling myself, Don? Do you want me to get someone into, like a maid from the Holiday Inn to come around
you
and make
you get anybody
bed.
That's that way inclined who
anyhow,
can press
Michael
shirts,
Ralph,
whether it be male or female.
Michael Ralph is a
male or female you could get as long as they were that way inclined.
A quota, just like the quota. Maybe I could 50, get a doctorate 50. From the university that didn't get a gig. They can come around and make my bed for me. Now, Don, we're getting it. Now, Don.
Next topic.
Michael Ralph is a listener, and Damien Burke, and I saw a man. Now listen to this, Don. I saw a man at the BP service station. I was in the BP service station.
Which one?
One in the City, one, yeah, City
the
Road.
One where it makes a good coffee.
Very
on,
good coffee. Though,
down
mate.
Here on in City, Elwood. City, no, I thought it was shit coffee.
Indian.
No, don't, you thought it was shit
coffee. I went in there on your recommendation.
Don, it's very good coffee, and they're listeners. They listen. Remember you told Mick Sheehan, remember. You said, remember we were...
I did.
Remember we were trying to get a bit of publicity for Mike Sheehan and Eamon's pig... What, not pig and
whistle.
What's it called?
No. Yeah, Larry pig and whistle.
Larry Dooley. Larry Dooley. And I said, they've got fantastic coffee down at Larry Dooley's, which is just opposite the Epworth Hotel... the Epworth Hospital in Bridge Road. And Don, you said, I know someone went there and they said it was shit. And I
do you want the truth or do you want...
We don't want the truth, Don. We
want the truth. We just want to talk shit.
We want to be diplomatic.
I think truth is a better...
No, you didn't even have to mention that it was shit. It's not shit. It's very good coffee. And if someone had said to you as an aside, I don't like it, you didn't have to bring it up, Don. We were trying to... give some curry, some favour to a friend of ours, and I think it's very, very good coffee. And I used to go down there with the Rocket. I used to go down there with the Rocket. I haven't been down for a while.
They're frequent. I've heard they're frequenting.
Frequenting?
Yes.
And you've got to put the right emphasis on the correct
syllable.
Okay,
well, you're
there
to correct my grammar. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're frequenting a little... coffee shop.
Who's they?
Mike Sheehan and Rod Law.
Yeah, what? The Rocket and Mick?
Yes.
Where are they frequenting?
A little coffee shop in East Melbourne, Grey Street,
yeah,
I think, on the corner.
That. I've go to that.
Have you been there when you were included?
Yeah.
When you were in that group?
When I was inclusive.
Inclusive?
Yeah.
What happened with you and Rod Law?
What happened with you and Rod Law?
The only
reason that was ever any angst between any of us here is because you and he...
Well, I didn't drive him out to Northcote to look at a
Don,
car.
Shut up, Don.
Tell me about that.
I drove him out to Northcote
to look at a car.
Yeah, and I just said that. That's now, Jason...
That was the end of the relationship, wasn't it?
Very nearly.
I wrote.
I was at the BP service station. I mentioned this for two reasons.
City Road.
I think he works for Polar Air.
Who?
Jason. He just said he was standing
you
there.
You told me you were at the B... Does he operate the BP
he
service
was
station?
Buying a coffee there like I
oh,
was.
Oh, right.
And he said, hello, Sam. And I said, hello. He said, I love the podcast. Don's a dick. No, I made that up. He didn't say that.
He did. What's his name?
Jason. He didn't say you're a dick.
Polar Air. Isn't it Police Air Wing?
It's an air conditioning company.
There we go.
Polar Air. Fucking hell.
Polar Air.
It's the police wing. And I filled my car up with petroleum, Don.
Did you?
Have a guess how much a litre it was.
It's $194.
It's $2.30.
Oh, rubbish.
It was $2.30.
I thought I got stung in Bourke.
Well,
$1.94 for diesel.
Well, this is premium, 98 you premium.
Really?
And that's what it is. That just happens all over. That's what's happened with the Ukraine war.
Oh, come on. Well, it was going on before the Ukraine war started.
Do you know anyone from the Ukraine?
Yes.
Who?
Bohdan Jaworski.
And have you
Alex Ishenko.
Have you spoken to them and said, how are you
feeling? I asked Bugs, how's he going? He's got relations over there.
Well done. I rang Alex Jezelenko.
Do you realise that Alex Jezelenko is in the Ukrainian Hall of Fame?
Well, I didn't.
Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I didn't
say that again, Don. He's in
Alex
where?
Jezelenko is in the Ukrainian. Is that right?
Ukrainian Hall of
Sports Hall of Fame.
He's in the Ukrainian. Your cranium. So I rang him up.
What about?
The war.
Well, he won't remember. He's got Alzheimer's.
Don. Alex Jezelenko has not
he
got...
He does.
Don.
There was an article about it.
He has not got Alzheimer's.
What's he got?
He's got a little bit of a start of Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I said, Don, please don't make outlandish. He's an.
You're here to correct me.
He's Ukrainian. Ukrainium. Yeah, he's a Ukrainium in the Hall of Ukrainium.
Well, he's in the sports. There's so no
I rang him and I said, I'm glad you rang Alex Oshenko and Norm Bobulski or whatever his name is.
Bowden Jaworski, Bugs.
So I'm glad you rang them because it's a good thing to do. And I said, are you okay with that? And he was born in Austria, did you know?
Austria?
Hitler was born in Austria, which is just an aside.
So hang on. He's born in Austria, so how does he get into the Hall of Fame in the Ukraine?
Because his family, he must have just been born there, and then they went back to Ukrainium. Ukrainium. And so I rang him, and he said, thank you for the call, and he was very appreciative.
Is he going over to fight?
What?
Is he going over to fort? Fight, Alex? Take up arms.
No, he's not done. If you're between 18 and 60, you are compelled to fight. But if you're over 60, you don't have to.
If you're male.
Yes, if you're male.
No woke or people over there.
If you're singling as a man.
Hey, listen, if you're in the same situation, what would you do?
I'd duck. I'd get under the bed.
I'd take up arms.
Would you?
Yep.
What can you? If you ever fired a gun?
Yep.
Have you?
Yep.
When?
Oh,
well, for what
rabbits?
Reason?
Rabbits.
You've shot rabbits. Yep. Have you? I tell you who also contacted me, and we're not allowed to mention his name because
but you will.
The medical
Bernie
board.
Are they getting upset with us because of all the
medical,
doctors?
The
are
medical
really?
Board contacted me indirectly and said, really? Please don't keep mentioning doctors' names. Because he said, so we're getting into trouble. So, so I can't
can
mention.
Can you do it one more time just before?
Yeah, I can do it one more. Barney McCusker, he's a doctor.
Okay.
And
he's a surgeon.
And they said, do not keep mentioning his name it's
free
like
advertising.
So. We won't be mentioning Barney McCusker's name again.
Do you realise he's got a tree growing out on his nature strip and it's got all Ukrainian little bits of flag, you know, the blue and gold? People have been walking past and put...
Why do you think I just brought his name up, Don?
I don't know.
We were speaking about Alex Jezelenko being in the Ukrainian Hall of Fame and I spoke about the medical board saying don't keep mentioning this doctor's name, Barney McCusker, and he contacted me and said he's got a tree outside his house with the Ukrainian...
No, not his house, his office.
Oh, fuck.
He lives in the country of Mount Gambier.
He's got a tree decorated with the Ukrainian
ribbon.
Flag.
Ribbon. Blue.
Then, fuck, ribbons. What's it matter?
Tie a little ribbon around the old oak tree. Do you remember that song?
That'd be a good song.
Tie a little ribbon. Tie a yellow ribbon.
Yellow ribbon. Well, he's
who
got...
Who sung that?
Oh, I don't know, Bonnie.
Tom Jones.
I don't know.
I don't know who's singing. Now, Don.
Blue and yellow. It's made of blue and yellow. In Mount Gambier.
And he said, could I send the photo to Alex? But
well,
we're just mentioning it. I'm not sending the photo, but I'm mentioning Barney has got... So we're not allowed to mention his name. We got warned by the board, the medical board. Don't keep mentioning Dr. Barney McCusker, who is an orthopaedic surgeon in Mount Gambier, or we'll be in serious breach of etiquette. So, Don, why did I mention you? And you're the man who stole... You know Barney McCusker? Because you were driving your horses through there one day and you stopped and you pinched hay out of his paddock and he came down and he said, hey, what are you doing? And you said, I'm just feeding the horse. He said, how about having the courtesy to come up to the door and knock on it and say, do you mind if I feed the horses? You just broke down one of his fences, took your horses in, drove your truck in, was sitting there having a cup of coffee out of your thermos, and down he came. Is that true? It is. There's something wrong with you, Don. You got no etiquette and you got no manners. You got a little bit of class. But you've got no education. Ukrainian, seriously. So we're going to. I'm tired. I haven't.
Do you
want to
have a break?
We're going to have a break.
Have we got
coffee?
A guest?
Black
have
coffee?
We got a guest?
No, because Rex was coming in.
Bloody Rex, what's wrong with him?
Not bloody Rex.
Well, it's frustrating.
He said
he was coming in.
Yeah, no, he gave me 12 hours notice and I could have got someone else in, but he wants to come in with a view to...
What?
When Ivan... Where are you going, Ivan?
Oh, yeah. Well, the way the border situation is, I'm not here next week.
Really? Have they opened them over there?
No, he's going to open it. What's today? Wednesday. Tomorrow. So we'll see if he opens it.
Anyhow, Do you see that Australia was complimented by some overseas politician of the way they've handled coronavirus?
Don.
No.
Jeez, I tell you what.
It's handled coronavirus. Terrible. There's 5,000 cases yesterday. There's 18 people dead and suddenly from corona, and suddenly you don't have to wear masks, you don't have to self-distance, you don't have to isolate. It's been bullshit. The whole thing has been an absolute rort by this government.
Going back to my original topic, because of coronavirus, the medical fraternity is going to face a crisis in years to come. In a couple of years, with all this elective surgery, there's a huge backlog, and there's not enough staff and doctors coming through. They haven't trained them for 2 years, Johnny. Did you realise that?
All this electric surgery.
No, elective.
Battery-operated electric surgery, and a lot of the electric surgeons are now going over to Ukrainium. Now, Don, we're going to have a little break because I've got tired. And
can we get a coffee?
No, I'm not doing coffee. I'll tell you why I'm not doing coffee.
Why?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Now, just a minute, Ivan. What am I doing? I'm putting the music
Hit
up.
The button, boss.
Which button? Down here.
Well, we want music.
Right, no, we're doing this button.